Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Big here, your host tonight. We have a special guest from my hometown, Kevon Ware. This gentleman is really, really doing it in the city of Chicago. If you guys are out there listening and you want to do something in Chicago in an upscale spot with upscale people doing upscale things, this is the gentleman to contact. Kevon Ware, can you please let all of our listeners know your information and how to get in touch with you?
Yes, how you doing? My name is Kevon Ware. Once again, I own two different businesses. One is Fresh Air Events, which we can be reached at freshairevents.com. And we also have another company called IMAX Consultants, which deals with the benefits of state employees, self-employed individuals, and, again, the seasoned citizens, meaning the baby boomers. And I can be reached at 312-735-6380. That number, again, is 312-735-6380. Thank you.
Now, like most of our big thinkers, we always, you know, have a little conversation before and definitely after our interviews. I mean, just getting to know the intricacies of your business and the things that you do, you know, it's really hard to focus on just one area, you know, as far as IMAX Consultants or Fresh Air. So what I would like to start off doing, and that is, if you don't mind, to talk a little bit about Fresh Air, because that is like the biggest networking thing, you know, that's going on. And for all of our networkers out there, it's something that they should be able to really tap into. And then after that, you know, we'll get into IMAX Consultants and how you can benefit people that way. But before we get started, why don't you tell our listeners about you, where you're from, where you're at?
Okay. Yes, born and raised Chicago, Southside. Went to, of course, Chicago High School for Agriculture Science, which is a magnet school back in the day. And went to school for industrial electronics, electrical engineering, and then also went to the Army for 4 years, where I did a couple of the top secret Patriot missile operator mechanic and fast theater high area device, kind of traveled the world a little bit, Korea, Germany, Texas, Oklahoma, and so on and so forth. But it also, there's no place like Chicago, of course, whether it's home or just the atmosphere or the lake or what have you. But I did come back in October of 99, and I've worked for a couple of Fortune 500 companies in the engineering department. And actually, 2002, I ventured off, actually fired my boss and started my own business, and that was IMAX Consultants, which is a benefits business and consultant firm for those three markets that I mentioned earlier. But the most important thing is that as I started being an entrepreneur and an entrepreneur in Chicago and an entrepreneur in Chicago and African-American and then an entrepreneur in Chicago, African-American with his daughter and with all these ideas and not much places or things or revenue or resources to actually pour from, I had to go through the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, which is the fact that, you know, when you start being an entrepreneur, you have that element of the unknown that you have to sometimes face, and that fear factor is it's an issue that most people face, but more importantly, entrepreneurs face because they don't necessarily have a blueprint to go off of. So with that being said, I have been doing my business, which is the IMAX Consultants, for about five and a half years, and there was something missing. And what I mean by something missing is nobody told me that to actually make it in entrepreneurship, you have to actually build relationships. You have to, you know, understand what your market and your demographics and, you know, who you want to see and what you're not good at and, you know, and be really honest about that. And once you be honest about it, you can turn around and understand that by being an entrepreneur, you have to go out and either consult with somebody, barter with somebody, or at the same time just read books and things of that nature, which is sometimes out of character for individuals coming from the corporate world. So with that being said, in that 5 years, I had to build relationships, and relationship meaning whether it's political, meaning you knowing your alderman in your area. In Chicago, we have aldermen, so that means that the alderman is actually the person who is the individual who lets you know what's going on in your immediate area. In Chicago, we have certain breakdown of the areas like Chatham or Bronzeville or Evergreen or whatever the case is. So with that being said, nobody told me that, hey, if you want to actually be an entrepreneur, you should learn who's around you, who does things, who can make things happen. You know, if you need funds or anything like that, you're supposed to actually understand who's around you. At the same time, you have to still make money. So with that being said, I would join up with the Bronzeville Chamber of Commerce and then do mentoring and all these different things. And this is just, of course, when you're meeting people, you know, everybody wants something or needs something for their business or whether they work a 9-to-5 or whatever the case is. So with that being said, there was some things that I did that was for, let's say, pro bono, if you will. And you learn from it. Well, I learned from it, whether it's the mentoring and why I should learn about mentoring, why I should go and take it back to the schools and understand that, you know, these kids are our future and that, you know, why entrepreneurship wasn't forefront in our neighborhoods and or schools that maybe could have helped me with hopefully being a billionaire right now. But that's all in the making. But the point is this, is that nobody had a clear-cut or somewhat blueprint to how to be an entrepreneur in today's time. And I use today's time because, of course, we have the Internet. We have all these different technology that's out here to make it easier. But if you don't know exactly what to do and how to do it and what's your day-to-day activity to make that happen, then sometimes challenges come. So with that being said, like I said, 5.5 years of doing that, I started to get understanding from other friends, whether it's friends or other business owners, like, man, you know a lot of people. And one of the things that I understand right now more so than when I started is that if you don't quantify who you know, that means whether it's email, phone numbers, and then categorize them, if you get really savvy about it, numbers, what's the businesses that you're dealing with, the political side, the entrepreneur side, the 9-to-5ers, the whole nine yards, then it's hard to kind of understand what kind of power you have as far as numbers or resources or so on and so forth. So I started to realize that and knew that I knew some people, and these people would tell me exactly what they wanted and needed, and me being a self-employed individual in Chicago, there's certain things that's not necessarily put in place. That means that on Friday night, I don't necessarily want to go to the club, but I do want to go market my business. But where is that place? Who's actually going to do that for me or put it in place? And I go and get exactly what I need from that, at the same time having some kind of social outlet and so on and so forth. So that was some things in addition to that what I was missing when it comes to my business. So instead of waiting on individuals to put things in place the way, you know, you want it to be, because, you know, we kind of notorious for going someplace and like, ooh, he should have did this or she should have did that. Well, they did it, so you can't really knock them. The point is that if you don't like something, you should turn around and either make it better or enhance it or add to. So I did started up with this business called Fresh Air, and it's called Fresh Air, A-I-R-E, because we believe that we putting the groundwork down, doing the blueprint for making millionaires and trillionaires. And with that being said, billionaires and trillionaires, the millionaires is a little outdated right now, but it's cool though. We accept those individuals as well. But the point is that there was no place to go to, and Fresh Air was that networking and trade show event planning piece that I needed. And the reason why I needed it is because every day I wake up on Monday, when I wake up on Monday mornings, and you know all entrepreneurs go through this, and they open their eyes, and they're like, wow, what should I be doing, or should I be doing this, or what I should put in place, or all these different things go to your mind. So if you don't have certain things in place through your day-to-day activity or your daily activities, then sometimes you get discouraged, you get to beat up yourself, you think that you're in it by yourself and all that good stuff. So with that being said, like I said, I started Fresh Air to make sure that myself included, and more importantly, had some place to go to, and we do networking trade shows where, you know, sometimes downtown where my office is, there is no place for us to go throughout the daytime. So I started doing the lunch networking and trade shows, which is at 11 o'clock to 2 p.m., which is gave the opportunity for those individuals that's in those big buildings downtown, and lunchtime comes and they don't want to go to the same place or do the same thing or eat the same food, they can come to my event and market them their business, because as you know, everybody got a hustle on the side, whether they want to call it or not, and market their business to get to meet the people who I do business with, which I form alliances with. And in that 2 to 3 hours, whether they have lunch in the early hour or in the late hour at 1, they can come and market their business. They do like Melaleuca Noni Juice or YTB or whatever, and they can have an opportunity to meet other people all in that same hour that they would have taken, you know, just going to eat with their friends who sometimes maybe they talk about the same thing. And the reason I'm saying that is because I went through the corporate world. I know that when lunchtime comes, you're tired of doing the same things and you want to market your business or do something different or find out how to get another job or another position, but there's not a lot of avenues in which to do that, whether you get off work and you got to go home and take care of kids or daily activities that you couldn't do in the daytime or on the weekend. So with that being said, Fresh Air actually takes on some of that, those misunderstandings about what you're supposed to do in, as entrepreneurship. Well, if you know that on these 2 days, throughout the week, every week, and that repetition is the best teacher, meaning you have to have events, I believe, on a continuous basis, because, you know, everybody's busy. Some people can't make it. But the point is, after I started this, I started to understand who I knew, what I knew, and helping other people, whether it's somebody calling me back saying, wow, is this a Tuesday that you had the event? It seemed like a Friday, because everybody was out and they was, you know, doing things and getting things done, and I'm hearing all these success stories and so on and so forth. So it started to actually give me a chance to, of course, market my business and the tail end, gather a database, get touch people that normally I couldn't touch because we either missed out on each other because we were both busy or, you know, they fell through the cracks or whatever the case is. So the Fresh Air kind of actually acts as a net and a social activity for myself, which means that on these different days, I know within those 3 to 4 hours, I can ask individuals who I either met that week or 2 weeks or 2 months or 2 years ago to come, of course, market their business or get services or whatever the case is, and then have a good time at the same time. So it actually covers a bunch of things, but ideally it is for aspiring business owners, and I speak aspiring business owners because if you don't have certain things in place, it's okay. It's all right. You can still come and shop whatever your possible business plan or business is and not feel like you got to have business cards. And, of course, the business owners, they always want to come and be around individuals of like minds and do things that can possibly help them move their business or be in front of a qualified prospect. And I believe everybody wins in that aspect. So that's Fresh Air in a nutshell. We also do things not just for businesses. We do things for lifestyle. We had an event called Meeting of the Minds where we talked about things like the laws of attraction and the secret and the new world life, which is what Oprah is kind of pushing right now with the internet piece. So those are things that business owners would like to talk about because it actually intertwines with the fear factor that you have with business and being an entrepreneur and what are you saying to yourself in the thought process and if you're in it by yourself and what all those things that maybe is kind of question marks, you can come and have dialogue and talk and get people of like minds, like I say, and hopefully get some insight when it comes to your business. And it's a certain kind of person that's going to even come to those events. And if you do decide to come, then hopefully you have something to give the crowd and, of course, to yourself, which means that that's something that's, I believe, missing in the entrepreneurial world and, more importantly, in our community. Where we're talking about intricate things like how do we think, why do we think that, so, you know, we can get a better understanding or enlightenment on other people, and that's a part of Fresh Air. So Fresh Air is not just, you know, definitely for the business owners, it is, but we went and thought about the lifestyle that we lead and the thoughts that we have and how we get through the day-to-day activities and the positiveness of other people and just being pretty much a family or a support system that they can use on a day-to-day basis or a daily basis through events or through just common social activities. So that's Fresh Air in a nutshell. I hope I gave everybody a better idea of what it's all about. And, you know, if you have any questions, or as I say, you can give me a call or look on the internet for our website.
Now, that's, you said, you mentioned a lot of different things that I hear that business owners had issues or problems with, and you basically set up an organization and an event that can alleviate, you know, the majority of those problems. One thing I heard you say right from the beginning was that you didn't have an outlet, but yet you hung in there. And I believe that a lot of our business owners today, if they just hang in there and not give up, that they can reach, you know, that different level of success. Now, I like to ask you, because it's so hard, because I know you're passionate about your business, and that was just on just listening to you right then, but what is your passion? Because I can detect a couple of things from you know, the sentences that you spoke, but what is your passion?
My passion. Well, it's real easy to think about, and I think it's more harder to articulate. But I believe that my passion is teaching, and more importantly, teaching the business of entrepreneurship. Now, I choose my words pretty wisely, because I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying. I believe that in today's time, with my mom retiring 8 months ago and 9 months ago, and she getting out into this world with new ideas, but actually this glass ceiling that she's used to, you know, having at her job, that she didn't necessarily understand the entrepreneurship mindset. And the entrepreneurship mindset is something that I think that is, I guess, priceless. It's like that commercial Visa or MasterCard says. It's priceless.
Meaning,
once you have it or you got a taste of it, you yearn to nourish it. And you nurture it, and you make it your own, and it's something that only passion, I believe, can fuel it. And with that being said, I know that when my mom retired, she didn't know what she was going to do. When people, you know, get laid off of jobs or leave jobs or retire, they never know exactly what they want to do, because they never had that opportunity to have that time and that space to do or to think about what they truly want to do, because of the day-to-day activities of working a 9-to-5, which is, you know, it's quote-unquote the Western civilization way of being, and it worked, and it definitely worked in the industrial age. But now in today's time, I understand that when I go on to mentor these children at Williams Multiplex, which is in a bad neighborhood, or the projects of Chicago, that these individuals would never have give a understanding from entrepreneurship, or what it actually can give them, or how to equate entrepreneurship to maybe the servers or the people who serve drugs in their neighborhood. Well, that's the entrepreneurial mindset, but the product is different, or the product is not, you know, necessarily what you should supposed to be doing. But the point is that it's still a mindset, and I believe that in today's time we must nurture those mindset, because my child, who's 6 years old, and she's not going to have a job that's going to be there for 20 and 30 years. And with that being said, well, who's going to teach her? If I know that certain things are going to be a certain way in 10 to 15 years from now, you're supposed to actually turn around and prepare for it. You know, we bought into that when we started going to the colleges, right? You try to save all this money so you can take your kids to college, and they can make something out of themselves. They can live in a white picket house and work these jobs for 20 and 30 years. Well, that's not the stilo anymore, I don't believe. And I see it more so in Chicago, in a big city, because there's more people and there's not as many jobs for the individuals, right jobs, shall I say. So entrepreneurship is what people are actually falling into, sometimes by default, because they lost their job or they got laid off or they retire and they have all this energy and all these thoughts, but in some cases, they either broke up because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and all these stress that they had, you know, going through the 9-to-5. And or you have individuals who did decide to go out and be an entrepreneur, but there was no community center, there was no school, there was no, you know, place for them to go to get the understanding that, hey, I'm not alone and I need some help, and where's that place and how do I go about doing it? Bye-bye. I apologize about that. So with that being said, my passion is actually to teach entrepreneurship, and not in so much the traditional way. I say that because I used to read books, and people say, I read a book and it said, don't read books that teachers who wrote the book that worked at Harvard or Princeton all their life. And I found that interesting. I was like, well, why is that? Because they know the theory behind it, but not the actual, you know, day-to-day hustle or the grind and all those different things. And it made sense. You know, I know about entrepreneurship, you know, in the textbook standpoint, but getting out here saying something to somebody for the first time that you didn't quite know exactly what to say, but you did it anyway, and you beat the fear factor, and then, of course, the fear factor becomes less and less, and now fear doesn't control you anymore, which means that you can do those new things that you never had the opportunity to do before, or you feel good about yourself because, wow, I did something that, you know, I didn't think I could do, and that builds, I believe, character, and character, of course, helps with entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship is where I believe that the politicians and the lobbyists and all these different people that is somewhat actually making the rules, well, I believe the entrepreneurs I put them in place are the ones who's going to put them in place, or the ones who built the relationship, or the ones who's going to go back to bat for these political people, or even your community, because, as you know, entrepreneurship runs the community. If a person doesn't think about having a hardware in your community, then they ain't going to be the hardware. So that means that maybe you go to the big box places, and nothing against the Walmarts and all that, but sometimes it takes out the personability of two people meeting and build a relationship, and them giving you that extra service that you needed, or that extra attention that you needed to get that business started, or gave you more insight on something other than what their expertise, or gave you. And so that personable skills is where I believe entrepreneurship actually sharpens. And in today's time, I mean, let's face it, I believe that whether you do entrepreneurship now, or you're faced in doing it by default, or because you have to 10 years from now, the point is you still got to do it. So, you know, it's kind of like it's inevitable in my case. And I believe that since I do understand and have a better understanding about entrepreneurship, I have a saying that I tell my consultants, this information that we have is just not ours to keep. And wow. With that being said, you know, we get it, we give it to other people. I mean, then that spiritual part comes with the karma, and then we get the things back, and, you know, 100 million times fold, and I believe in that, and I believe the entrepreneurship actually gave me better insight or a greater sense of gratitude for having that, and knowing that if I lose $1 million today, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I can make it back again, and generally I can make it back faster. And
you're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Can you please get out your information once again before so that our listeners will know exactly how to reach you, because you're spreading so much knowledge right now and just commonplace things that people can follow if they want to be successful, that they need to be able to reach you. How can they?
Okay. Well, once again, I know the phone number is probably the best situation for the individuals in the United States, but 312-735-6380, or you can reach me at www.freshair, that's fresh, freshaire, events.com, or you can actually meet us, go to our MySpace with Meeting of the Minds, which we have events and things of that nature that's posted up daily that you can actually reach us and email us as well.
Right. Now, so your passion is teaching people, and that's one of the reasons also why Think Big Radio was started, so that we can reach people from, you know, all around the country, and, you know, because everywhere there's little bitty subtle differences, but when you put it all together, most of our big thinkers are really talking about the same thing, which is a determination to make things happen and to, you know, not only live their passion, but help others reach their passion. Now, we talked a lot about fresh air events and how that came about to help benefit your business and actually has increased a lot of people's businesses here in the Chicagoland area. Why don't you tell us a little bit about IMEX Consultants now? What exactly is your business, and how does it benefit people?
Okay, great. A smile kind of came to my face when you mentioned that name. IMEX is, of course, IMEX Consultant is my baby, and it's the thing that, like I said, helped me rid myself of the boss situation and get to the point where I am. Well, IMEX Consultant, it is an acronym, and it does mean something, and I'll actually spell it out and then give you an example that can segue into what the benefits and why we can talk about it. It stands for Intelligence Maximizes Accurate Execution. Example. Let's say you and I, Big, when we met and how we met through a guy named Joe Joyner, which I appreciate him thinking highly of me to even get in touch with you and be at this point right now. And what we did is we got intelligence about each other. We went to a networking event that was going on once a month, and we started talking. We getting some intelligence about each other. We didn't see each other often because they only did it once a month. And when we seen each other, he was like, okay, you know, good brother, talking, you know, exchange numbers, but we didn't quite touch base. But after we seen each other again, we started talking, and that talking came into intelligence about each other. And then as we talked, we was like, man, you're on the same thing I'm on. Well, we started to find out how we can maximize those same thought process, those same ideas, those same passions, those same, you know, challenges that we have as entrepreneurs. And as we start maximizing it, of course, here it is. I'm on a, you know, on a radio with yourself, and that's part of the maximization process. But that was only after an individual got the intelligence about you. So after they get the match, you start maximizing, you get to talking and all that good stuff. Well, the only way I believe that is by getting accurate information about the individual or the subject matter at question. Well, you know, that's who are you, what you all about, what's your business, how do you walk, what's your, you know, do you have some integrity, what's your business ethics, all that stuff is the accuracy that hopefully individuals get before they work together, or just, you know, friends, family, how you, you know, if you start building a relationship with somebody, you want to get accurate information about them. After right. You get accurate information about them, you want to turn around and execute.
Right.
So, in essence, what it means is that after you know better, you do better. Now, that systematic way of thinking, as I put, and IMAX is what I believe generally everybody does when they do anything new, but it makes it a whole lot easier where procrastination is not necessarily is not as strong. You know, when you don't know how to do something, sometimes it keeps you from actually doing something.
Wow.
And that's because you may or may not have intelligence about it. You may or may not have anybody to call to maximize what they know or whatever subject matter, and you at work every day, so you can't turn around and be online every day or make those phone calls, but you still need that accurate information, though, to do it.
So, you know,
go ahead.
It's funny that you bring this up, what the IMAX stands for, and that you met Joe, because Joe, he's also one of those individuals who knows what he wants, and he makes those, you know, very, very choice connections. And it's funny because I never thought about it, but one of the things that our big stands for in one of our trainings is befriend, investigate, then graduate. And it's almost like the same concept, and I can see how you say that you guys were, you know, on the same wavelength. But before we go a little further, every now and then we get callers from all around the country, and sometimes these callers, they may just want to listen to the show live, and sometimes they may want to make a comment or ask a question. So we have a caller from the 804 area code. with the first three digits being 354. Caller, I'm going to put you on the air. If you have a comment, of course, you can make your comment or you can ask your question. But we'd like for you to say your name and exactly what state you're calling from.
Hello, this is Mary the Encourager.
Oh, hey, Mary, how's it going?
Fine. I was Mary Brown. I'm calling from Virginia, and I have a question. I was trying to click in. I've been listening for a while, and I was trying to click into the website that you gave for IMAX Consultants, and I'm not getting it, so I'm not sure about the spelling.
Okay. Actually, IMAX Consultant is being revamped because we
focused
on another project that we're putting it all together. But if you could, you can go to Fresh Air, which is FreshAire, and events with an S, and .com. Then you can actually find a little bit about us, or at the same time, we can talk on a later date, and I can give you more information on that note.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, Mary. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary, she's actually one of the founders of ThinkBigRadio.com and one of our hosts out there on the East Coast. And we definitely love what she's doing out there working with the Small Business Administration. And, you know, I'm sure that you guys are going to be able to network on some things out there and here. Kavan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. So now, from the IMAX part, and I can see how that ties in, and it makes just it. Sometimes things make too much sense.
Okay.
Tell us how, and that's a good thing, but for the for the majority of people, it's just like, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, it makes too much sense. How's it beneficial? Or whatever, but for us big thinkers, you know, we all, you know, pretty much know that the easier and the simpler you make things, the better it can benefit people. How does IMAX Consultants benefit some of the other the people that you deal with? Because I know that you mentioned seniors, and I know that you mentioned federal employees. So let's say, you know, I visit IMAX .com and I want to find out some information or see what I can do to better myself. How would I do that?
Okay. Well, what we do is with IMAX Consultants is we do basically tailor-made information or step-by-step understanding of what is your challenges or what is forthcoming in the future. For example, I said state, federal, and city. Well, they have benefits. And I must mention that IMAX Consultants is a benefits company, and what I mean by benefits is that those three markets that we talked about, the state, the federal, the self-employed, and then seasoned citizens, are individuals who are having changes in their life, or they have benefits at their job that they don't necessarily know about. That's life insurance, that's savings, that's retirement, that's supplemental, that's making sure that your credit is in place, and putting necessary things that's not necessarily on the job but needs to be talked about. So what we do is we give insight on your benefits on the job, and then we turn around and give you an understanding on what your benefits are. And with that being said, everybody, when I was working a 9-to-5, I just did 401k because that was the thing to do. I mean, that was the only thing that I was supposed to do for saving money. So kind of like, you know, you put some in some funds, you think, you know, you like their names or you heard something about it, but you really never know exactly what you're doing. Or you go and you find out that your dental plan is not as good as you thought it was, or your health insurance wasn't as good as you thought it was. And you wish somebody would have, you know, pulled you to the side and like, hey, this is what you got. Oh, you don't like it? Okay, well, if you need something to either add to, supplement, or you want to get it outside period, then what are those companies? How does that work? What are those benefits? Now, of course, that bleeds into if you were self-employed in the person and you left corporate, well, your benefits aren't in place anymore. Okay,
right.
Well, if your benefits is not in place anymore, well, who's going to put your life insurance together? Who's going to take care of the kids when it comes to health insurance and they need to go and get their test or their, and then yourself. You know, women do their pap smears and their annual things or biannually things that they do. And if you can't pay for it, then 9 times out of 10, you may or may not go. So if you don't even understand how much health insurance or why you should get it or either how to write it off as the price of doing business at the end of the year, all those things are what I believe a self-employed individual should have the opportunity to know about, to say that, no, I don't want it, or to say, wow, I didn't know that, and how much is that? And since I have a consultant firm and a brokerage firm, I have 10, 15 times 50 different companies for life insurance. So that price point, those options, those, you know, those step-by-step spelling it out to my client is what I can do. And, of course, you know, I take it a step further to help them understand that now that you got it, like I said, it's the price of doing business. What the big companies do in the first place, why can't a small person do it or a small company do it? Or
I see simply how that can benefit. And at the same time, we have another caller from the 865 area code. Same way before, sometimes they want to make a comment. Sometimes they want to ask a question. I'm going to put that caller on the air. Caller, can you please tell us exactly where you're from and your name and your question or comment? So caller from the 865 area code, 523 being the first three digits, you are on the air.
Yes, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and my name is Gloria.
How are you doing, Gloria?
I'm doing fine. I have a question. Now, if I were to open up my new business, right,
mm-hmm.
how would you go about helping me and consulting me in, like, the corporate and tax laws?
The corporate and tax laws?
Yeah, the corporate tax laws.
Okay. Are you talking, speaking of, as far as incorporation process,
yeah.
meaning LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp, and all that good stuff before
yeah,
you
LLC.
Actually...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the one thing that I've learned, and no disrespect to anybody, but if that's not my expertise, then I know somebody that has that expertise. But since I did actually do it when I got incorporated with IMAX and Fresh Air, I understand that the best solution or the way of going about doing it is actually going to a tax lawyer or estate planner, or a tax lawyer or estate planner. Why? Because I believe, and this is my thoughts, is that when you start a business, you're supposed to look toward how it's going to be 5 or maybe 10 years from now and actually make or help that company be what that is in the starting point. And
mm-hmm.
the only way that you can better understand what that is, of course, you're trying to stop or make sure that the taxes and all that stuff is in compliance with whatever it is your business is or going to be in the future. So in this case, when I started my business, I went to my tax lawyer, which is Sean Robinson in the downtown area, and he did my incorporation papers. He did all those different things. He told me what the difference between LLC and S-Corp and C-Corp and how what I'm doing and all that good stuff. So you hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And, you know, I deal with benefits, and I also deal with why to get incorporated and why you get incorporated as a entrepreneur. And more importantly, if you do decide to do that, who do you supposed to call or can call to give you better insight before you do it? And hopefully it be the right person. I mean, don't go to any lawyer. Go to a tax lawyer, because I believe that's what we're trying to make sure that we in compliance with, if you will. Does that answer your question?
So was that a decent for a question?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem, ma'am.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Now, Kevon, we're getting down to that last part of the interview where, as we all hate to do or say to our big thinkers, it's about to end. So what I would like is for you once again to get out your contact information, and at that point, you know, tell us who you'd like to thank.
Who I'd like to thank?
Yeah, well, you know, get your contact info out again first.
Okay. Real quick, once again, it's Fresh Air Events, Fresh, FreshAire, events with an S, .com, or you can reach us at our MySpace at meetingoftheminds.chicago@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 312-735-6380. The number again is 312-735-6380. Now, who do I thank? First of all, I thank I thank you. I thank you for having the tenacity to put some things in place and to think of others besides yourself, or to go through certain things and know that, you know, if you had certain things like Think Big Radio to get your marketing out there, and to, you know, not just do the ones and twos that most entrepreneurs do in a day's time. So I thank you, Big, for allowing me to come on, and definitely be grateful for the marketing that I hope to come from it. And, of course, the universe. And I say the universe because I don't want to step on any toes, but, you know, my God is good, and I understand that there's nothing without him, and I'm getting a better understanding of how he works in my life, and I'm just thankful and grateful for him. And, of course, I don't want to miss Joe Joyner, who I thought, like I said, enough for me to even be considered to be on the radio and to share my ideas with the public and those listeners, and hopefully entrepreneurs that's striving for it. So, and then just this moment, this day, this right now, this very essence of being right here, right now, to be grateful for the individuals who put things in place for myself, and you know, for the things that hopefully that can come out of my businesses, and even the thankful for my daughter who actually put the fire under my butt to make sure that it's just not me anymore, it's her, and to do those necessary things to put in place where, you know, I'm building a legacy for her and her kids, and hopefully her kids' friends, kids, and so on and so forth in my community and Chicago and this great city that we live in, and just the venues and the people who support me out throughout the years, of course, my mom and all those good people, family members and friends. So I'm just grateful for, like I said, the opportunity to be here, and I appreciate your time and your energy. So I hope that was good enough.
We definitely appreciate you taking time out of your day, because for some of our big listeners that don't know, that you actually have an event scheduled, you know, right at this moment, and we've taken you away from that for the past 45 minutes. But in closing, let me ask our other host there, Mary, did you have anything?
No, I've just really been very pleased with and inspired with what I've heard from our guest tonight, and I'm just really looking forward to being able to follow up with some of the information you've given, and to be able to, you know, tap into your sites, because I believe big thinkers need to expand our networks, and I'm glad I had a chance to hear you tonight. So thanks very much.
I appreciate you, Mary. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com. You guys know to join us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, to hear the next big thinker, Kevon Ware, Chicago, Illinois, entrepreneur and activist, spoke on the importance of networking. And like I said, this gentleman is a big thinker, as all of our big thinkers come on the show are. We're going to end this with a song. We'd like to thank you, Kevon, for allowing us to be ourselves. And we're going to play the song, Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, as you've thanked us for you.
Thank you.